Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
After almost 3 years without a contract, Boston firefighters have a tentative deal that gives them an almost 19% pay increase. The contract is seen as one of the big tests for Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, who, before he took office in January, was a labor leader. Our political reporter, David Scharfenberg, spoke with officials from both sides who provided WBUR with some details of the proposed new contract.
Rich Paris, president of Boston Firefighters Local 718, says the negotiations with Mayor Marty Walsh got tense from time to time.
Mr. Mayor and I had some, he grew up in Dorchester and I grew up in Hyde Park, so we were both street fighters. So yeah, we had our street fights in the room.
But Paris, whose union strongly supported Walsh's mayoral bid, emphasizes that a once tense relationship between the city and the firefighters has improved under the new administration.
And that new team came in. It was good. There was a breath of fresh air at the table. Yeah, we had our disagreements at the table. That's what negotiation is about. But when we got up from that table, we left it at the table and went out and had a cup of coffee and shook hands.
Walsh campaigned on the idea that he could talk to labor and get a fair deal. His chief of operations, Joe Roll, declares victory.
We've been told over and over and over again, he will not be able to do that. I think we just proved them wrong.
So, is this a good deal for the city, for the union? Here are the numbers. The six-year contract, retroactive to 2011, would hike wages by 18.8% and cost the city $92.4 million. Under former Mayor Tom Menino, negotiations for the last major police contract fell apart, and an arbitrator stepped in, giving the union a 25.4% raise over 6 years.
The city of Boston has not fared well at all in arbitration decisions with public safety.
That's Sam Tyler, president of the business-backed Boston Municipal Research Bureau. He says Walsh gets points for avoiding costly and unpredictable arbitration. And he says the firefighters' contract is a reasonably good one, measured against recent history. But for a city under mounting budget pressure, Tyler adds, the deal is hardly a game changer.
There are some incremental reforms in the contract that move it forward, but there's also some, in my mind, setbacks, opportunities lost in this contract.
Tyler says the city didn't do much to address long-term pension liabilities, and growing police and fire contracts, he warns, will gradually squeeze out libraries, parks, and other priorities. But Paul Curran, the city's director of labor relations, suggests the pursuit of sweeping reform is a bit unrealistic in the back and forth of contract negotiations.
The great is the enemy of the good sometimes. This is a good contract.
The city and the firefighters union were close to a deal in late March when tragedy struck. A 9-alarm blaze that tore through a Back Bay brownstone killed two firefighters. That brought a wave of public sympathy, and there were whispers that the tragedy could lead to a richer contract. But Union Chief Paris says he did not use the deaths as leverage.
A lot of people thought, oh, you're gonna get 30% now. And no, it was just another day for us. And we'd do it again tonight and tomorrow, anytime we have to.
Paris says he's confident rank-and-file firefighters will approve the contract in a vote next Thursday. If they do, the pact will go to the city council for ratification. But that probably won't mean the end of questions around Mayor Walsh and labor. He's still got plenty of contracts to negotiate. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.